Once again, on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line by Tanya Furr. She is the Associate Minister of Red Tape Reduction for the Province of Alberta. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, pleasure to be here, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Well, one thing I know that I understand you're doing right now is some industry meetings with a number of oil and gas associations this week. Kind of getting some ideas on how to sort of cut red tape and create some jobs. So what is those meetings you got going on? How has that been going for you at the moment?
Well, it's been great. We met with EPAC, the Explorers and Producers Association of Canada, PSAC, the Petroleum Services Association of Canada, and also the Canadian Association of Energy Contractors. And it was kind of, the purpose of the meetings was twofold. One, to make sure that we're sharing and communicating with them some of the red tape reduction initiatives and steps we've taken to help the energy industry, but also to get feedback from them and on further red tape efforts that need to be implemented to help our energy industry. So they were definitely really interactive, great meetings.
And certainly a lot of discussion has happened around the province recently when it comes to creating more jobs, and when it comes to sort of the work you do as in the red tape reduction ministry. How exactly does the reducing red tape, how does that exactly impact you when it comes to job creation in the province?
Yeah, great question. So every time, every minute or hour or day that we can free up job creators from not having to deal with duplicative, outdated, repetitious, or unnecessary forms or paperwork or procedures, all the time that we can free up for them spending on that time and money, that they can then use that time and money instead to focus on growing their business and attracting capital investment. The more they can grow their business, the more people that they can hire, which benefits all of Alberta's economy. So that's where we want to really focus. That's why the importance of red tape is so key, or red tape reduction, I should say.
And certainly up in kind of our region of the province here, certainly got a little bit of oil and gas. We also got quite a bit of agriculture, quite a bit of forestry, different kind of resource sectors that are certainly people looking to get more jobs in. When it comes to the sort of the efforts that you and your ministry have been doing around the whole red tape reduction, how much of an impact can that really have sort of on our region up here?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I can give you one example, Kyle, around the work we've done in reducing delays for forest management agreements. We've cut the review time for the approvals by as much as 4 months, which is just tremendous, and that has a direct benefit on some of the businesses and industries in your area.
Mm-hmm. And we know that coming up next week, the February 22nd to the 25th, it's known as Red Tape Reduction Awareness Week. I guess what's all going to be sort of happening as part of that, and how, important is it for people to sort of realize impact of red tape on sort of different things here in the province?
Yeah, we're really excited about next week. It's a chance to highlight for Albertans and Alberta businesses the impact that red tape reduction has for them. So we'll be doing lots of videos and social media pieces on helping everyday Albertans understand that the tangible benefits of red tape reduction. I mean, we can talk about how our red tape reduction efforts have saved an estimated $1.2 billion in savings for Albertans and Alberta businesses, but what does that mean as a tangible example? And what I love is red tape reduction efforts can be everything from as simple and helpful as day-to-day things as our government removing license plate stickers or eliminating the need for license plate stickers, or cutting the $5 fee for people to cut down their own Christmas tree last Christmas, to much bigger projects, through our Ministries of Energy and Environment and Parks, like working on Water Act approvals, where the average day to get an approval has gone from 160 days on average down to 87 days on average under our government. So that's what I love to share and promote, is red tape reduction can be small everyday examples that just make Albertans' lives more hassle-free, to huge initiatives that make a difference to the whole province's economy.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Trending 55 Fonzie, we always like to throw in a little personal question or two, and they're kind of sure that, hey, these politicians are people too. And now when it comes to you, Minister, of course, it is wintertime right now in Alberta, you know, probably in a lot of areas, you know, weather's a little colder, there's some snow on the ground, and that can sometimes affect some personal activities we like to do. Now when it comes to you, Minister, what, I guess, are some of your kind of go-to wintertime activities?
Yeah, you know what? A couple of weekends ago, for the first time since I can't remember when, I went tobogganing or like sledding with my friend and her two kids. And I don't know why I don't do this every weekend of every winter. I forgot how fun it is. I landed pretty hard on my tailbone on one sled ride down, but boy, was it ever fun.
We actually do have a couple of big tobogganing hills here in Peace River that I know are very popular with families around here. We might have to get you up here to check that out one of these days. But anyhow, the Associate Minister of Red Tape Reduction for the Province of Alberta, Tanya Firth, thanks for joining us in the hot seat today.
Kyle, thanks so much for having me. It was a pleasure.